Come on, somebody, let your faith soar in this room. Somebody, let your faith soar in this room. Somebody, let your faith rise to believe. So here's what I feel to do. I felt it in our ministry training. I felt it when I started preaching. I feel it now. I want you right now all across this auditorium, whether you're standing or sitting, doesn't matter. If you believe that God can do a miracle in your life, emotional, physical, spiritual, whatever it is, you believe that he can do a miracle in your life, I want you to lift your hands and I want you to close your eyes, and I don't want you to think the thought. I want you to speak the thought. I want you to open your mouth and I want you to begin to speak what you believe God is going to do for you in these next few moments. If you need a physical miracle, maybe your back or shoulder or whatever, you got a bad doctor's report, I want you to begin to speak and I want you to be very clear with your words. Don't just say, "I believe you're going to heal me." Say, "God, I believe you're going to heal me of that particular, whatever that particular thing is," and you know what that particular thing is. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Keep going. Now, it's very important that you're obedient to spiritual authority right now, that you're not just thinking the thoughts, you're speaking the thoughts. Speak those things. Speak those things. Speak those things. Speak those things. Sata. Sito lorobokotoye. Ilororobokotoya lararabosata. Ilororobokotoya lararabasie. Ialororobokotoya lararabosata. Ielororobokotoya lararabosata. Speak them, speak them, speak them. Declare them. Declare them in Jesus' name. Proclaim it, prophesy it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it's already happening in the house. I said, I believe it's already happening. Woo. Sata la raboko toye. I la raboko toya la rabo sata. Now let me have your attention, please. Here's what you need to understand, because here's what some people are struggling with right now. What you're struggling with is the fact that when you address the need for which you need a miracle, the problem that you're struggling with right now is you also see very, very clearly why in the natural realm it can't happen. So you see your addiction, you see your heal, your sickness, you see this, that, and the other. And as you begin to try to speak faith, the problem is you are so focused on all of the reasons why in the natural realm it can't take place. Such as what we just dealt with. I sure would like to believe for deliverance from this addiction, but in the natural realm of things, I've been this way for so long that I just don't really know if I can truly be set free. I've prayed before. I've went up there before. People have anointed me before. And, you know, I was good and whatever, whatever, whatever. All these natural reasons. Well, the doctor said this and the doctor said that and whatever. What you have to understand is that the things that are natural do not intersect and compute with that which is spiritual. The Bible talks about that which is flesh is flesh. And that which is spirit is spirit. spirit. That lets us know that that which is flesh has no bearing over that which is spirit. Do we understand this? It has no significance to the spiritual dimension. Flesh is flesh, and it's in its fleshly place, but spirit is spirit. And how many know the Bible says God is spirit? And so God is the spirit. God is the one who's going to do the healing. Therefore, he is not bound by, structured by, constrained by that which we may deal with in the flesh. So every reason we have for why we can't receive it in the fleshly dimension is nothing but a lie from the devil himself. So now what I want you to do is this. I want you to lift up your hands one more time, and I want you to speak it again. But this time, I want you to just focus on the Spirit. I want you just to focus on the one who is high and lifted up. I want you to focus on the one who has heaven as his throne and the earth as his footstool. I want you to focus on the one who tells the lightning where to go and the thunder where to roll and the oceans where to go. I want you to focus on him, because what is going to happen in your life will be a spiritual work manifested by a spiritual God. So focus on the one who's going to do it instead of on the fleshly reasons for why you don't think it can happen. Lift your voice right now. Lift your hand. Ka, feel the Holy Ghost in this room. Sata, la robokotoye. Ilo robokotoya. High and lift it up. Come on, somebody, focus on a name that is above every other name. Keep praying. I hear the word of the Lord telling somebody, with man, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Somebody needs to know your problem is in the category of all things. Your sickness, your disease is in the category of all things. And with man, it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible. All things are possible. Come on, somebody needs to get an all things are possible kind of faith stirred up in your heart right now. There's nothing too hard for my God. There is nothing too hard for my God. There's no sickness too big. There's no addiction too great. There's no pain too severe for my God. All things are possible. Ha. So hear me very carefully, because I'm about to open this altar, but just give me 1 minute, okay? And then the Lord's going to do what he's going to do. But I want somebody to hear me very, very carefully. I want you to think about it like this. I'm going to help somebody right here. If you had a serious disease in your body, okay, a serious disease, and you heard that at some convention center somewhere, somebody was going to present to you, present a cure for your disease, and you showed up and you sat in the audience, and some guy was up and he was talking about the effectiveness of this cure for your disease, and you showed up specifically to receive it. A guy stood up there for 30 minutes and told you that it would work. There was a bunch of other people in the room who testified and said, yes, it absolutely works. How foolish would it be for you to then, when it is offered to you, for you to just say, nah, I'm just going to sit in my chair. Right? Or how wrong would it be and discouraging and disheartening would it be for you to sit there and say, you know what? I've never been in this convention center before. I don't know any of the people in this room. I don't know the guy that's up there speaking. So all these other people seem to be real excited about it. And so if they want to go receive it, they can receive it. But this is all just so new to me that I'm not going to participate in it. And so they got the cure that you need for your disease to no longer have your disease anymore. But because things are a little uncomfortable, or because you don't know people in the room, because it's your first time, because of that, you just get up and walk out the back doors. How many know that that would be a very foolish thing to do? So I said all that very kindly, hopefully, to say this. Don't do it today. This may be a new experience for you. You don't know who I am. I get that. I understand that. If you're a guest here today, you're like, yeah, you're just some guy to me. And you're up there talking about stuff. And I don't know any of these people. It's my first time in the room. But please don't leave without experiencing the miracle that God has for you just because it's uncomfortable. Now, we're doing our best to make it as comfortable for you as possible. We want you to be comfortable. It's not our intent to make you feel uncomfortable. But just by virtue of this being your first time or second time here, you're probably going to be a little uncomfortable. If I went somewhere and sat in a room of this size with a bunch of people I don't know, I would probably be a little uncomfortable as well. Right? But don't let what you're feeling, that uncomfortableness, don't let that keep you from your miracle. So here's what we're going to do. The Lord is all in this place because he fills all space and all time. But there's something about responding to the presence of the Lord in a form and a fashion that shows your faith in God's ability to do the miracle. Right? And so the way we're going to do that today is in just a moment, I'm going to ask every person in the room that would desire and believe for a miracle, I'm going to ask you in just a moment to step out of your pew and make your way down to the front. And when you get here, the Holy Ghost is going to minister, and I believe many people are going to receive miracles in their lives. You believe that? Now, but I want you to understand something. When you come down here, we're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to gang up on you. We're not going to have 47 people tackle you to the ground and lay hands on you and dump oil on your head. We're not going to do that. In fact, if you're going to pray for somebody that you don't know today, you get permission before you pray for them. Okay? And if you don't want them to pray for you as far as to lay their hand on your shoulder or something like that, if you would rather them not do that, then just say, you know what, I'd rather you not do that. And they won't do that. But we just know, we know so bad, or so good, how much God can do in your life. And we want you to experience what we have experienced. And we want you to encounter what we have encountered. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want us to do this. In just a moment, I'm going to have you come. But right now, one more time, lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I feel faith right now. 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 Sataye. I feel faith in this house right now. As you continue to lift your voice, as you continue to pray, I'm going to ask every person in the room that would have faith to believe for a miracle. I want you to step out of your pew and I want you to make your way to the front. When you get here, I don't want you to kneel. I don't want you to duck your head. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to lift your voice and I want you to lift your head. I want you to look up. Your redemption's drawing nigh right now. I want you to look up. I want you to lift your voice. I want you to lift your heart. I want you to lift your faith. I want you to let faith soar. And I want you to begin to speak and declare that you believe that God is going to do a miracle in your life.